In Libya, rebel fighters say they have retaken the eastern city of Brega. The government of Muammar Gaddafi denies that. If true, it would be a rare victory for the opposition. The rebels have been pounded by Gaddafi's forces, which are continuing their push toward the rebel stronghold of Benghazi. Several victories by the government have spoiled the mood for the opposition. But in the capital city, Tripoli, the mood is just the opposite. Scenes of celebration. And Tripoli is where we find NPR's David Green. David, you were in the main square a few hours ago listening to that. What was the scene like?
I was, Robert. I can't describe it as a massive celebration. Maybe a couple hundred people, and these are a lot of them young. I mean, we're talking about some kids, hanging out of cars and waving the green government flag. They're out there all day long, and they were feeling pretty good. I spoke to one gentleman named Shaban Ahmeda, and I was asking him about the situation in his country, and here's what he had to say.
The best solution, stop the killing the people, you understand? And make negotiation.
Who do you think is killing the people?
Qaeda.
Qaeda. He is saying Al Qaeda is killing the people and is opposed to Gaddafi?
He is saying Al-Qaeda, Robert, and that was a message we heard early on, and as the government has seen more success, they've been really pounding that message more and more on state television and from Libyan officials, trying to blame Al-Qaeda. And I spoke to this gentleman a bit more, and he started to bring up, the question of other countries getting involved here in Libya.
Because I know very well, believe me, all the Libyans, we have problem with the people from Benghazi, but believe me, all the Libyans, we don't need foreign country come to here. We don't need foreign people come to here. All the Libyans like that.
He's saying we don't need foreigners coming into Libya. The question of foreign intervention has been much discussed. For days, there's been talk of imposing a no-fly zone on Libya. What's the latest?
Well, and that no-fly zone, the proposal is exactly what he was talking about. There are meetings at the UN, Robert, in New York, discussing this. It's not clear if there's going to be a solution. The Arab League has called for a no-fly zone. There are rebels who certainly say that if there's going to be a balanced fight in this country, they need some outside forces to prevent Muammar Gaddafi from ruling the air, so to speak, and using fighter jets to go after the opposition.
David, I mentioned at the outset the reports from rebel fighters that they have taken the city of Brega in eastern Libya. I gather there are some conflicting claims as to exactly who controls Brega. Have you gotten a sense, more generally, a sense of the mood among Libyan officials in Tripoli as to whether they really believe that they are in fact winning this conflict?
You know, they strike me, and Robert, we just got to Tripoli today, but in talking to some Libyan officials, they seem a little cocky right now. We were in Casablanca in Morocco getting our visas and had to meet with the Libyan diplomat who's responsible for that. And before he would give us our visas, he turned on Libyan state television. He said, "Look at this. This is Al-Qaeda. They are responsible for all of this, and we're taking care of them." Then we arrived in Tripoli today, and the first Libyan official we spoke to about sort of setting up logistics did the exact same thing. It was almost like it was a plan message for journalists. They turned on Libyan state television. They said, this is Al-Qaeda is the enemy, and we're defeating them. And so there really is a sense of confidence here and certainly a sense of trying to control the message.
But when you look around Tripoli, do you see obvious signs of armed loyalist forces, jeeps or armored cars with units that are armed, would look like organized military units that are loyal to Gaddafi and at least in charge of the streets there?
In Tripoli itself, our movements have been very limited. We did get out a little bit today. We were actually stopped by police officers and a member of a pro-Gaddafi paramilitary unit who stopped us, pulled us over, and asked us what we were doing. So there certainly is a pro-Gaddafi military presence here, and people have spoken about fearing, security personnel. But it's really hard to get a fair picture since we are so limited. I mean, the government really has controlled access to journalists. And Robert, at the hotel, you hear the intercom come on, and officials will say, "All journalists, please get on the buses now. There's a very important event that we want you to cover." So it really is a controlled atmosphere, and it's tough to feel like you're able to be free as a journalist and get out there and cover the whole story.
It's NPR's David Green speaking to us from Tripoli, from the Libyan capital. David, thanks and take care.
Thank you very much, Robert.